Hey guys, happy Monday. I'm back. I made it to week two. So today I'm going to be talking about why entrepreneurs say why is so important to starting a business. One of the things I've noticed is that a lot of business speakers and entrepreneurs like to hold on to pithy statements. And so you'll see in the community a lot, in the sort of entrepreneurial community, people say, oh, follow your why. But there's sort of, it's hard to tell actually what that really means, I think, because they're sort of throwaway statements. And so I want to dig into that a little bit more tonight. Before I get into that, I just want to say thank you to all the people who gave me feedback after my first episode. I really appreciate it. So a couple of things that stuck out for me as well was just that my last video was a little long, so I'm going to try to keep my video tonight and future videos to sort of like a 10 to 15 minute length. The other thing was to not go into too much detail about the wine, so where the wine's from. Don't really worry about that, just kind of drink it. And the other feedback I got was to not play too much with my hair. So my hair is tied back tonight because I kind of, when it's out, I just start playing with it. So I'm going to try to refrain from doing that this evening. So tonight I'm not going to have a whole heap of books sitting next to me. Tonight I'm just going to be talking, as I said, about this concept of finding your why. I don't think it's something that needs to take a whole book to explain. So I'm not reviewing a book tonight about this. I'm actually kind of saying, I think this can be explained really, really simply in like 5 minutes. So maybe don't read a book about that one. What you probably noticed with a lot of my books last week is most of them weren't business books, but I have called them business books, and there's a reason for that. So I actually really think that business and life go hand in hand. And that's what this whole why thing is about as well. So if you choose to run a business, you're choosing a certain type of lifestyle because there's security in having a 9-to-5 job, or it could be, you know, night shift work, it could be other things, but there's security in having an employer. Technically, yes, the employer could go bankrupt and fire you, but it's less likely than not being able to pay yourself when you start a business. So it's easier to get home loans, it's easier to get other types of loans if you have a steady, secure job. But at the same time, running a business allows you to have other things in your life. And so it allows you to have flexibility, it allows you to have a sense of autonomy. And so if those kinds of things are more important to you, then you know finding a way to start your own business could be going down the right track. Now, there are tried and true, tested, proven ways to make your business work. Those things come in good business books. So like I said, personal MBA is probably your go-to for if you want to understand how business works and understand the frameworks and go, okay, right, I now understand what I need to do for marketing, what I need to do for sales, how I deliver value, how I need to scale, et cetera, et cetera. Those concepts are not rocket science. They're not hard things. I think that we can overcomplicate business too much. And that's what I liked about the personal MBA. But what you would have noticed about the other books is they're all about sort of more finding meaning in your life. And that's what brings me to this discussion about finding your why and explaining that a little bit. So if we say, let's say taken as a given, you can start a business. Let's just say, I said, okay, guaranteed you can start a business and you will be able to get an income out of that. Let's take that as a given. What do you actually want to spend all your time doing? Because the thing with starting a business is it's going to require you to go the extra mile. It's going to also require you to be really passionate about talking about it with people. So you want to find something that you really care about and that you feel good about going to work doing, you know, kind of like people talk about like your life's purpose. I don't think we have to get too like ultra spiritual with this either. I mean, like that's sort of each their own. But like to really quickly sum it up in one question, what would you want to do every day if you weren't getting paid, if money wasn't an issue, if I said, okay, like here's enough money to like live your life, you don't have to ever worry about money. What is it you're actually passionate about? What would you do even if no one paid you to do it? You just love doing it. That's kind of getting down to why you do something. What's driving you is this passion for a certain something. So for me, for instance, I love to learn. I love to learn regardless of whether no one has to pay me to do that. I will pay money to learn. I love reading books. I love finding out about new things. I am constantly curious about how everything works. And so for me, my why is to constantly be growing and constantly be learning new things. In order to do that, that actually means for me that I probably can't have one business. I'm someone who gets bored quite quickly and I don't really have a specialty. I don't specialize in one kind of thing. So for me, what I've sort of decided I want to do is I want to do lots of different things. And so in my first business that I've set up, I get to do that because I have clients that work in lots of different areas, but I still kind of work in a particular space. So I work as a marketing consultant, I do some project management, and then obviously I do business administration for my own business as well. But what I would like to, where the point I would like to get to is where I can be helping to run lots of businesses, or I can help other people run lots of businesses. So hence me starting this sort of series is to actually talk about that passion, talk about that. I would do that for free. I'm not going to do it for free because I need to have a living, but I could do it for free. Like I really, really enjoy it. And then we kind of think about, okay, now to turn that into a business, how do we commercialize that passion? And that kind of comes next. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to start talking about the next sort of bit, but I will say that what comes after that is your business vision. So I think sometimes people can mix up your why, your purpose, your what you're trying to do with your life with a business vision. And they're related things, but I don't think they're necessarily the same. So your first step is to work out how you want to live your life. And that's why I recommended books like Status Anxiety, Rising Strong, Steal Like an Artist. Start thinking about the idea and then you can think about how you can make money from it later. There might not be an obvious way to make money, but there will be a way to commercialize it in some way because business is a very well-known, well-studied subject matter. Business is around us everywhere. You don't need to worry about that. That will come. But what you need to work out first is, okay, if I don't get paid for a month, would I still be interested in doing this? If I have to go and fix a bunch of work, would I be willing to do it for free? If I had to work at this for a year without getting paid and work my other job at the same time, could I do that because I love doing this so much? Those are the kinds of things that tell you, okay, I'm on the right track. Because at the end of the day, you want to be doing something that you love. And for everyone, that's something different. Obviously, some of us have similar interests and some of us don't. But what you want your life to be is the first thing to think about before you think about everything else. And it's very similar to how we think about wealth and how we think about finance. So a financial advisor will tell you, okay, first let's work out your financial goals. And then we can work out how we start to make you money to achieve those goals. For some people, it might be, I want to travel every year. For some people, it might be, I want to own a house. For some people, it might be like, I just want to be able to feed my kids. So those goals will dictate then what you do from there. So what I want you to think about this week is if you weren't paid, if money wasn't an issue and you didn't have to make money and you weren't paid to do something, what would you do? And I'll be back next week to talk to you more about words and maybe a little bit about wine, depending on what you guys want me to do. I mostly drink red wines and I'm not a red wine expert. I just know when I like wine. Okay, cool. So I hope you liked episode 2. I think it's a bit shorter, hopefully. And I'll see you guys in a week. Have a good night.